Oh, look at you. I'm fine. You look so pretty this morning.
Oh God, I just looked in the mirror and I was like, oh shit, I need to put makeup
I don't wear makeup anymore.
Oh, you're lucky. You wear lipstick?
Yeah, sometimes I put some eyeshadow on, but that's about it.
I
Yeah.
love makeup.
Yeah, but you do it well. See, I can't do it. Say
I'm
more.
not very good.
I am
Often
very
have it.
good. But you look beautiful as
Thanks.
always.
Oh,
Always.
so do you. You're shining. You do. Let's take
Well,
it in. If you're giving it to me, take it
oh, okay. Well, look at this. Okay. We have this. Do you have the
in.
stick
Oh,
from Doreen Virtue
I
gave?
don't know that one. No, I've got the Michael one, but I don't know that one.
Yeah, I have. Well, yes, I've been doing this a long time, and so I have more of her, probably more of her cards than you do. But
I have a fair few though, in fairness. I have three up on my shelf, so
they were so good. I wish she was still
yes.
doing them, but oh well.
No, now we're all Satanists.
Yours are great. All right, here's the first one that dropped out. This was for the two of us.
Nice.
Is it's so pretty. Deserving.
So good.
You, like all of God's children, deserve happiness, health, and love. And of course, allow God and Archangel Gabriel to help you understand that you are one with the divine, which you understand that, and all other creations of God. Therefore, it's impossible to exclude yourself from the gifts God constantly bestows upon everyone.
That's so nice. Oh, that
It
really
is. It's for both of us, feeling like we are deserving.
Yeah, I love that. It's so good.
Now, what's so funny is we think Sophia is so deserving.
Yeah, it's true.
And we think, I think all of my children are so deserving, but why not? Why do I not feel that way about myself, right?
I know why. That's true.
Why? Were we taught not to, or just to be good girls? I don't know.
I definitely think it's. I have three brothers and I don't feel that in them. I
Yeah.
don't feel they feel undeserving. They're very able to look after themselves, buy themselves clothes, shoes, go golfing, doing stuff without feeling any ounce of guilt.
Do you feel guilty when you do things?
All the time. Less and less because I have to establish that, but actually that was one of my questions was around that and how I think men their work is valued, but women not so much, especially mothers. Like my brother will just leave my niece at the garderie or whereas I'll be like with my daughter and put a lot of time in, and I don't think that's ever considered,
Does he have a spouse, your brother?
They're separated, so he gets a week off every other week. They swap, whereas I'm full time,
And you're giving, you're playing both roles.
both roles all the time for 10 years. I'm tired.
I know. I remember. I've known you for 10 years. I've known you, well, 9 years.
Oh wow. Oh
She was a
God.
baby,
That's
wasn't she?
crazy.
When Just so let's back up. So 1926 minus nine then would be 2017.
Oh wow.
About plus ou moins?
I think so. I didn't think that
Maybe.
long, but that could be. Yeah,
Or
that's
2018. I mean, she was little. She was maybe two, maybe two.
God, time for light. Oh, that does that mean you were here around then? Because I remember you said at the time you'd first
Yeah.
been to France.
That's right. I walked to Rocamadour in 2019. So that's the time. So I knew you in
Met before.
2018. And we walked from Moissac. No. Fijac, Fijac to Rocamadour, and then all the way down to Moissac, Cahors, Moissac. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Did you get a lot of, did you get a lot of storms in your area?
Flooding, yeah, but
Oh.
not our house. Luckily, well, I'm up high, but the other people in the area, yes, and there was a lot of flooding, storms, no electricity and stuff. We had no electricity for 36 hours, that's all.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It was great. I liked it.
I know. It's very quiet
It's
when
so
you,
quiet, yeah.
that's when the electricity goes off. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, at first I was like, ah, no, I'm addicted to screens. Oh, I need water. I need hot water. I need.
You had no water, no
No,
water.
we had water, but I was scared it would run out because I'm addicted to water. So, but then it was fine. After, as soon as oh, I love your mug. When we let go, it was fine after that. You know what I mean? Anyway,
Yeah. Okay, here's one more.
yeah, go for it.
One more. Allow yourself to receive.
Yes.
These came out. And you just said that to me too, right? So open your arms to welcome the blessings and answered prayers that God is sending to you. Look at this. This has, I like this. It's got Easter lilies on it. You see the Easter lilies up over our. Gabriel.
Yeah, that's so nice. What's she doing?
That is, well, Gabriel is just bowing and then bringing and then the all of the goodness from God is coming through her. You see that?
Yeah.
And these are, she used master's paintings from like the 15th century, right? Or the 16th
It's
century
really nice.
for that. All right. And it says all these things, the spiritual truths of God wants you and everyone to be happy, safe, and provided for. And in order for this to happen, you have to allow support to come to you. You deserve to be happy. Aren't you happier when people around you are happy? Okay, and they like to give to you, right? The more you allow yourself to receive, the more you have, you're available to give.
Oh, that's so true. Oh my
It is.
God.
It is. And so today, I kept hearing, I mean, Mary Magdalene is going to come talk to you because that's who she had me get this red scarf because I guess her color is red, right?
That's so cool. Is that what happens? They tell you to wear different scarves depending on who.
No, just with you. It only does with a few people.
That's so cool because you know textiles are my thing, but so I love that, and I totally see her with the scarf and Mary, yeah.
Mary the mother. Right. And this one, actually, I bought this one in Lourdes. But it's the red one that I have. And she goes, and Magdalene wants to come and talk to you, so I'll channel whenever you're ready. We can.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, all right. Oh, name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
No, I love it. I
I
have
know.
inside though. I'm really like, ooh.
You So, were you raised Catholic at all?
All, no, a complete atheist upbringing because my dad didn't believe in God. So, but I went to Steiner school, so I had a kind of.
Oh, Rudolf Steiner School with Archangel Michael. They have a lot of,
They have a lot of rituals and celebrating kind of the seasons and then like fairy folk, all that existed. So I think, and there's definitely Catholic background. So that was definitely there, but not as a practice. You know, it was just at school, but my mum didn't do that, or my dad. And
yeah.
God was stupid for my French family. You know, like they all poo-poo it, you know?
Well, he knows better now.
He He did at the end. He was into archangels at the end, I'm convinced.
He was, so he knows. Yeah. And he was, yeah. So his parents, you saw this. Did you, were you with him when he passed?
No, but I was the last one to see him before he passed, and I was on the phone to him before he passed, just before. But it was quite scary.
It is.
Yeah. He was scared, and I think honestly they drugged him, that's the reality. Like they gave him a ton of morphine, but it was obviously meant to happen because if not, he would have not gone there. Like it was his choice. But he was like, oh, they're doing things to me. That was the last thing he told me, so it was a bit traumatic.
He was in hospice care.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they want to keep him
Yeah, they don't keep.
not without anxiety, without it. They wanted to keep them.
Second, Sophia's coming. What do you need? What? Yeah, you can go and get something. Do you want to come and say hi to Janeline? Kind of just show your face and then you can go. She's getting something. She's drawing outside.
As she were, you know.
Then she'll come over. Here, come say hi. Hello!
Hello, Sophia. How are you? I live in Texas, so I'm an American.
Yeah.
As are you are too. Half. Half.
She's
You
a
get the best
traveler.
part. You get the best part of America. America gave you the best part. And La France too, so Oh, have fun drawing.
Yeah, have fun. She's so cute.
Magnifica.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah,
Oh my gosh, she's
she's a
beautiful.
model. She's really tall, too. Okay, close the door. Okay.
What do you say? Oh, that's right. So you're so you know the grandfather that you had. Well, your father's mother and father were there to receive him.
So his mum's still alive.
He is. Well, who's the lady that I see? Could it be his grandmother?
I think it would be my mum's mum because they were really close.
Okay.
So it would be my granny and granddad, but from the two lineages.
Different families. Yes, and they were so. Did you see that when you heard that he passed?
I was told he went up through a channel of light because we did this big prayer for him. The day before he passed, so I was told that when he did pass, that it was the best passing he'd have in all had in all the previous lifetimes, and that he felt liberated, and I really felt that, and I was not
Yeah.
sad at his funeral. I was sad when I was told he was dead, but I wasn't. I just knew it was right.
It was. It
Yeah.
was. He did go with great joy,
Yeah.
and there was resplendent light
Mm-mm.
there
Yeah,
with
and he's
him. And
with me a lot more than when he was alive. So that's nice.
that is nice. Anyway, I just thought they brought that forth. So, all right. So sit in a comfortable and relaxed position. Good. And we're both willing to be fools for God. Dear God, I ask for the presence of 100,000 angels to surround each one of us, that we are lifted up and above and have this ability to see what is true in all lightness. Good. Good. There's another cat around you. Do you have a deceased kitty cat that you were very close to?
When I was 7, I got a cat when I broke my leg called Mittens, who's white.
This is the cat. You see, the kitty is there with you. So when we called in the angels, the kitty came.
That's so nice.
I know it. All right. And so my white horse is here with us. She's in the pasture, but I don't know why. Her name's Sophie. So
Really? That's
for
so
some reason, she's right here. She's
nice.
never come to a reading before. She probably came because of Sophia.
Oh wow. Yeah, most likely because Sophia's obsessed with animals, so.
So we welcome her presence here. Dear God, thank you so much for this opportunity for Akasha and I to come together. I love Akasha so much. I feel like we are just kindred spirits all the way around. We come in humble service to the divine. Help us to use our lights in all ways. And since a reading is a prayer, it truly is. Jesus said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am." Thank you, beloved Jesus, for being with us. He's smiling. And so I ask for our teams of light. I ask for Mother Mary, Saint Bernadette, who brought miracles with the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Orion, and the spirits of nature that have come. It's almost like the green man.
Oh no, that's so weird you said that.
The
Oh
green
my
man
God.
is here too. And so we ask for a beautiful message of love for Akasha. Here we go. Here she is.
I got to say that the green man came, he was in the clouds yesterday and I was doing a breath work and I wasn't feeling very good. And then at the end of the 45-minute breath work, I looked up and I saw the green man in the clouds and I said, "There's the green man." So the fact that you say that is crazy.
He's here. He's here.
Wow.
Most beloved daughter, most beloved daughter, know that your true name is light. You answer to your spiritual name. You have chosen well, beloved one, by your name being Akasha. And yes, you are also a queen. Please know this. You are one who gives so freely of your love and of your faith, and it is very important that you do so, for this is your joy. This brings light to you. It is difficult from time to time to allow this light to shine in this world of form, world of that seems to be playing favorites as far as giving so much to one and not so much to another, and thinking, well, what have I done differently that I am not receiving? But this is just falseness, beloved one, for you receive the kingdom of heaven. You abide there. Little one also abides there. The world of form is convoluted. It is not a true, it is not the truth. It is only perception. It is like a pièce de théâtre that is playing all of the time. And you have decided not to be false. You do not place a mask on your face and play with this. You are who you are. Beloved one, you have found your true name and is filled with light and love as you are. You are the star for this rising star, this young one who, this soul that has been entrusted to you, and you are doing a wonderful job with this one. So she will be a way shower as you are a way shower. She might be a little more militant than you are, for you will raise her up to speak her voice, and she will with all of her might. But she is one who loves greatly. So it will be quite a mixture of this strong, taking a stand voice, but with great love. You have taught her that, for that is what you do in a quieter way, in a quieter way. And that is the path that you need to proceed upon. Beloved Akasha, please continue the work that you do, for you are shining a great and beautiful light upon the earth, and you are taken care of. You will be provided for, Just continue. And might I say, whatever brings you joy, your connection to other people, that is the direction to go and to expand upon that. And all will be given unto you, as it is said. But the truth is, you are strong, brilliant, loving. You are not to be dominated at all. You will find, I see two things, friends and a partner who will share your values. You need not go looking, for this one will find you. It will be by pure accident. It looks like in 2 years. I know that you want that sooner, but it
I
looks
don't
like,
care at this point.
okay. Don't care. Good. Okay. It looks like
I believe
in about 2 years. That's one who will be a partner for you and will be delighted to help you raise Sophia, will be delighted to finance your expansion of art, art, continuing on, will give you a level footing. This may be earlier if the two of you come to points in your lives that are more, well, that will bring you together, but you each must have some changes and experiences that will align you to each other. So, my beloved sister, please continue to do what it is that you are doing. Fear not and worry not, beloved one. You will be clothed, you will be fed, and you will be safe. So the fairy, the green man, and the fairies are all around you. They're all around the. Do you have woods by you? Bless you. Do you
Sorry.
have woods by you or close?
I don't know if I can show you it, but like if you can see the
Nice. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. They're everywhere.
view on the other side,
They
like.
are everywhere there for you. Oh, great. Oh, hello, there's beauty.
Oh,
Down.
Sophie.
Well, Sophia.
Sorry.
Oh.
We're really in the middle of the forest, kind
And so most beloved, I give to you, she's giving to you a crystal.
Magdalene.
Yes, she's giving you a crystal, and it's a little round. I don't have one. It looks like a little crystal ball.
Oh, I have a little crystal ball. Wait, let me show you and see if it's the same.
Okay. That's it.
Cool. I love this.
She gave that to you.
Oh, wow.
That's
Okay,
right.
I'm gonna
That's
hold it.
her. All right. She loves you dearly.
Oh.
Oh, and the whole troop will answer your questions. I mean, we've got Michael, Gabriel, Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Bernadette, and Green Man. And he's stepping forward. So, do you have a question for Green Man?
Well, I have several questions, but the one that's coming to me. So I had a molar down on the right side taken out fully, and I feel I don't. I'm very worried it's going to lead to more problems. And also, I was told by a specialist in energy with teeth, she's like, if this tooth's removed, your whole life's going to go bad. And basically, since then, I'm a bit paranoid that, like, the reason I can't get my finances up or anything is moving, my relationships, etc., is because of that tooth being missing. Now, I've had different messages about it, but today it's just been throbbing, but it's not actually hurting, but it just feels like it's calling my attention. So I was just wondering if you have anything to say about that. And so cool that he's here.
I know it. Is that all right? Hold on. No, it's not. Okay, this is not going to affect your whole life. And gâcher ta vie. Ça va pas gâcher ta vie. Du tout. Bon, but there is an energy flow there, like going out. It's like you've sprung a leak.
That's how it feels, because it's
Like
really a it's like a big hole now here.
I have one up here
Okay,
that
I
where it was
have
taken
another
out.
one up there too. Actually, I have one.
On each side. What was it, your wisdom teeth?
No, they took them
No.
out too, but these are
Yeah, me too.
that's a molar, the first one, and then
Yeah.
I think up here it's the second one.
Yeah. So
Stressed
it's
me out so bad.
okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. It stressed you out, but it's okay. Just do. Yeah. So you're a healer. So send healing work right there and it will help. And so, come in from the top and put your right hand here. So left hand up, opposite. Good. Left hand up, pull it in from the divine. Let it come down your left arm through your heart and then to that whole side of your face. And help pull that in. So they did leave a gaping hole, but it will be filled with light. And I see pink light there. So it's coming in pink on that.
My front tooth, the dentist damaged two. One broke, and then the dentist damaged the other one, but they've been growing back. So I'm hoping, like literally growing back. So I'm hoping that this one might grow back, even though that sounds crazy. I'm like, is it possible? Maybe not fully physically, but energetically, that is still
Oh, good. Yes, energetically, it is possible. Yes, energetically, it is possible
cool.
and probable. So it will.
Nice.
And imagine it with beautiful pink light that's going in there. I, normally think green, but the pink is what they're saying today. Beautiful pink light. Oh, that's for a healthy gums. The pink light is for healthy gums.
Okay, I'm gonna
Good.
write that down.
For healthy gums. And then you're going to be able to visualize that tooth there, beautifully white. And completely healthy.
Okay, I can do that. That's what I said to myself in the car. I was like, I'm gonna do that every day.
Yes, just bring it in past your heart. And then into, so you're loving it back into existence.
Oh yeah, I love that. That feels so nice. So I have another question.
Well,
Sorry, the door's been opened by the cat, so I'm just gonna close it.
the cat wants to be part, the kitty wants to be part of the reading.
it was. So I've just launched a new course which is linked to the tarot and making one's own tarot. So it's called Incarner le Tarot. So you learn the tarot by embodying each character and going on this kind of mystical quest. And during a session, at the end of the session, or halfway through the session, you get to create your own tarot or oracle. So you have an hour of kind of art therapy. And I got four people that have joined, so it's good. But then I was kicking myself yesterday because only one came to the live, and I haven't made the sales page, I haven't promoted it. But I can feel that, because before, when I launched a course, it would just kind of people would just sign up instantly. And that the last 2 years have been the opposite to that. Like, I've really had to hustle to get clients in. Not really, but there hasn't been enough people. And I'm scared I put my price too low because it's 38 lives, so it goes till November. It's quite a big commitment, blah blah blah. So just feel like they have responded to that, but it's just the lack of confidence and the kind of, I want to understand why my work has been so stagnant, or, you know, is it something I'm missing? Am I missing something?
Okay, we'll answer that question first. Is she missing something? No, you are not missing anything. You are not the only one. My client load has gone way down, but I'm not willing to hustle for it right now.
Well, same. I've been just kind of enjoying my time off. So that's, but then, and this is, probably is the follow-up question because you did mention that. My brother, we went to a restaurant with my brother the other day, and there was one of my ex-boyfriends who's his best friend called Ben. I don't know if I told you about him, but and he paid for my meal, and then there was a bit of a mess up, and I just felt, he said to Ben in the middle of the meal, he was like, oh yeah, you know, I don't believe in what my sister does. But he didn't say it in a mean way. It was kind of like, you know, we talked about it, but you know how I am. Like, he didn't put it on me, he put it on him. But I just felt like, is there a sabotaging thing where I'm holding myself back from growing to fit into this patriarchal idea that what my work is essentially, and that meaning a lot of free time, is not, you know, like valid. Like, I feel like there's a big thing there. Like, when you bring in the green man, I'm like, oh my God, like that is like, I saw his face so clear in the sky, and I said out loud, green man. And then you come in, and we've never talked about the green man before, ever, have we?
Never, never.
And so I'm like, this is so magical. And then, yet, but the message you gave me kind of answered the question too, you know. So.
Are you holding yourself back?
I think so. I think I'm scared for success, you know?
You're scared of being labeled as a witch.
I'm scared of people coming to me and being like, yeah, I'm scared it's too good to be true. I think when I was bringing in a lot of money, it felt like maybe I did sabotage myself because it was like, you know, and I know my brother several times was like, oh, I'll do the same as you then, and kind of rip people off, you know.
You know, I get that from my middle son who actually lives here.
Oh, no way.
Yes, that his wife's very supportive. Huh?
How many children do you have?
Trois.
I
Two
thought.
sons, two boys, and a girl.
Is
So they
he.
are 40. How old is Michael? He'll be 47.
Oh,
And Matthew will be 45. The one that lives here is 45.
and are they
Oh, I'm 43. I'm wrong. My math is wrong.
so did you have your daughter with another guy and then you had them with your husband?
Yes, I had no.
No.
I je me suis mariée à l'âge de 21 ans. Je suis tombée enceinte et j'ai eu deux garçons. Puis je me suis divorcée. Et puis je me suis remariée et le père de Maria. Et puis il est mort du cancer. Oui, j'étais veuve. Et puis Dieu m'a béni avec Richard. Je ne sais pas pourquoi, mais
Ah, moi je sais, tu le mérites, you deserving, deserving.
no. It was pure grace. Pure grace. Pure grace.
Okay, so you had two with your first husband, then you had your daughter. Okay, wow, that's a
That's
okay.
a lot.
So your second son believes what my brother's saying, like he's really kind of mainstream, kind of.
Now my first one is very much go mom, go, you know. So
That's so strange. So can what's the like, Because I want money now, like I want success. I want to just go, let's just go and stop questioning, doubting. Like I feel like I needed this break, but I also cannot handle not having money anymore. It's pissing me right off.
What did you don't get any child support?
Well, that's another question. So Sophia's dad hasn't ever sent child support. And then I get 199 euro from the government for Sophia per month. He recently started sending 150, and then I got 2 weeks, well, I think probably after our session, because I didn't talk about it last week, he sent me a message saying, I sent you another 150 euro, which is less than what I get from the government. And he said, I'm getting a lawyer so we can sort out the boundaries with Sophia so she's well taken care of. So I took that as a threat, but and
Hold
didn't
on.
respond.
It? It's an empty threat.
Yeah, that's what I felt. That's what the
An
guy said.
empty threat.
Yeah.
It's an empty threat. It's not a,
No.
yeah. But you have the right. You have the right to go back and ask for child support.
So here in France, it's at 199 euro, and I'm already getting it from the government. So if I get it from him, then I have to cancel it. But I'm not sure he's going to give it to me. So I don't know what the best approach is.
I understand your position. I really understand your position. Let's see. What did they say? Is it for her highest and best to pursue the? Nope, just keep it as it is. You
That's
don't
what
need, if he sends you something, fine. If he doesn't, fine.
Exactly, and I'm
I'm
not going
sorry.
to declare the money to the government either and lose my benefit just because it's.
Right.
So for now, I'm just going to take both. If
I
you.
know, isn't it funny that it's easier to deal with the French government than it is to deal with a former spouse?
It's so
But
sad.
c'est vrai, c'est la vérité.
It is, and it's so sickening. It makes me mad. But at the same time, I'm an entrepreneur, and even though in France that word is worth shit because they're so cruel with tax here, but I do feel that I could start making a lot more money. And so I'm just wondering if there's anything they have for me around.
So your tarot, so that had a lot of light around it.
The
This,
second one.
no, the new, right, the new one that you launched.
Okay.
No, the course. So did you charge the people up front?
So no, I did a payment plan, and I think I underpriced it. That's my feeling.
Well, but you've already
I've
started,
already got
launched.
four
You've already
people.
launched with those four, and that's excellent. That's excellent. And
But for the amount of hours that I'll be putting in and the price, it just doesn't work unless I have 10 people. Like obviously it's going to be recorded, I can put it on my platform, blah blah blah, but it kind of, I'm like, oh. And even though I'm so happy to do it, so that feels completely right, like the message you gave me was completely spoke to that. It's like, keep going, do it. Do you love it? Yes, I'm passionate. I did one session Tuesday and it was really fun and amazing. So yes, but I feel like, is it for my highest and best good to push? I've said I'm gonna push it to after the like when the equinox is here. So I'm gonna actually move the dates and give myself 4 weeks to prepare extra because I only have four clients. And I'm wondering if what I want to do now is just get my sales page up and running really good and then video push sales, like just get 10 extra people.
Yes. Is that the, let me ask if that's,
Is it
I
so?
use a pendulum.
Yeah,
Yes, no.
I
And I love my pain. I love
me
using
too.
the
I love
pendulum.
pendulum. Can you, my question is then, is it worth me doing that? Will it pay off? Because I don't think I can handle another energy for nothing, basically.
Right. So what I'm seeing is that you're going to have these four people all the way through.
Yeah.
And you may have to just put the time and the energy in to build the course
Yeah.
and be very loyal and true and
Yeah.
enthusiastic for those four people.
Okay,
You
and
can push and you can ask, you can tell them to see if they have anyone who would like to join the course.
yeah.
You
So
know?
is it no, because I haven't even made the sales page, you
You
know?
don't, you, it's, it looks to me like the course is more important to work on than
Okay.
killing yourself on the sales page.
Okay.
That finish up so that you have the entire course ready to go, and then you can promote it more. But the four people, and I know it sounds like a lot of work then, but
Yeah.
just enjoy it. Enjoy it. And
Just
that energy.
financially, it's just, I'm like, oh my God, like if I could push it now, are you saying if I do that, because I'm okay to put in all the work and the effort, but it's just I want it to pay off. Like even two more clients
Let me ask.
would make a difference.
Yes. Is it possible with this new that she would get two new clients? More than two? Yeah, you might. You might. I think.
The price I have it now, if I got two more people in at that price, it would make a huge difference.
You can.
Okay.
You can just use your contacts. I
Yeah.
mean, so when you were talking about doing your big sales pitch, it looked like a lot of work and you were wanting it to be really polished that you would send it out, but you don't have to go to that extreme right now. You
Okay.
can just send it out and say, wow, we had so much fun. Consider joining this.
Okay, cool. I can do that. I'm still gonna make the sales page maybe with not so much stress, but just so it's ready, because even if I'm selling throughout the year, people could join and do the replays.
Yes, that's good. But it's just like they were just saying, don't put so much,
Don't put
don't
energy
stress
into
so
it.
much about the sales page.
Okay, so maybe I'll get two people without even bothering. Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
right.
it's almost
That's
done,
the shot.
the sales page, so it could be
Yes.
done quickly. I did want to make it perfect, but. Oh,
We all do. We
God,
all
yeah.
want it to be perfect, is the
Sorry, I'm
thing.
taking up all the time again, so let's
No,
swap.
that's good. What, no, let's ask, what else? What else do you, did you have questions about?
Honestly, the only other thing, but you kind of have answered, because, there was Yannick, and then there's this guy Ben that's come back from my past. And I said to the guides, if I'm supposed to be with either of them, may they send me a message in the next 1 hour. And none of them did. So I was like, okay, am I supposed to just drop both? But what you said was in 2 years, so maybe.
But that's a partner. I mean, doesn't mean that you can't be friends with them. They may not be forever partners.
Yeah, true, true.
Let's see. I really, okay. How's Ben? Is Ben the highest and best? They're both interested in you
Yeah.
and good for you. And they might turn into the partner that you want. You
Okay.
know, in 2 years, you have to live whoever it's going to be, and I'm getting a yes on this, will be
That's
two.
horrible.
But you know, we'll do some growth over the next 2 years too,
Yeah.
to before they commit to be a good partner. So I got a bigger yes on Yannick than I did on Ben.
Okay.
But I, you know, when I feel into Yannick, he's very sweet.
They're both really nice, but Yannick is a pearl. Like, he's just a really good person. But I just feel a bit, it's too complicated. There's too many things that.
Oh, they're yes,
Like,
yeah.
he's sick. He's very sick. He's got, he's in dialysis 3 days a week. Then he's got his son, his ex, his. Oh, I just, it's just annoying.
It feels like it does feel like he has love to give to you, but
He would marry me tomorrow if I said, yeah, that's for sure.
yes, but he is a drain. He is a
Yeah.
drain. The things that come with him are a drain. He, the
Yeah.
person that he is a pearl, just like you said. He's
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, it drains me all of it. And I just feel a bit kind of like, no, thank you.
No, yeah, and
And then
protect yourself.
Ben is the same really, because he smokes weed and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not very ambitious. He's more of a boy, whereas Yannick would be more of a man, and it doesn't feel quite that exciting anyway, like being there, done that. Bad as bad. So yeah, I'm happy to wait 2 years and just sort of, focus on work right now, to be honest.
It could be sooner, like they said, it could be sooner. It just depends on where each of you is on your path. And the paths have the opportunity to intersect earlier because you're both ready.
And I think what I really want is a big yes. Do
You do want a big yes. Oh,
I don't
yes. Now
want
you've
to
got a big
be.
yes. When you said that, we got a big yes. Yes, that's what you want is a big
That's
yes.
what I want. I don't want it to be like, I want it to add to my life and not take away.
Absolutely.
I prefer being single forever, like being a cat lady, than sort of like, I don't want, oh no, I just can't be bothered. I'm just tired of.
You know what has come to me this morning too, when I was thinking about our reading, there is a song by Jacques Brel, and it says, it's La Lumière Jaillira.
Ah, that's what
Jaillira. And I was like, for both of us, it was like, it's getting brighter and bigger and shining, just shining out from each of us more. And that's why the time off was needed.
exactly. One last question did pop into my head,
Yes.
but I'm aware that we're running out of time, so I don't want you.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
I have enough time after, if it's possible. No, my question was, is the fact that there's only four people in my course a reflection of, me not being aligned?
That's a strange question. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the fact
Yes.
that there's only four people and I need way more people to make money.
Yes. I'm surprised by this. It said yes.
I'm not surprised.
I am surprised.
Okay, but I'm
I'm
not.
surprised. So it goes back to that card about allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to receive. Yeah.
And so, is there anything I can do to be aligned?
Just think, believe more. There's the deserving card, dadgummit.
You're saying
There
that
it is.
I need to work on that deserving, because it is that.
It is this. You don't feel it's deserving. You don't feel as though you are deserving.
I do not, and it's weird. Okay, I love that. Thank
You
you
know
so much.
that also comes back from that comment that your grandpère made about girls are to be seen and not heard, and You were at an age where you really took that to heart. It made you mad, but you really took it to heart.
I did, and I think my brother represents that because
I think he does
he's
too.
got this kind of very mainstream life. You know, he's the one, da da da. And it's like, I know I can do that with my work, but there's definitely this thing, like this nagging voice of like, but what if you are ripping people off? What if you lose all your money? What if, because it's not valued in our society, you know, I'm always having to convince people of my work. It's very tiring, you know? And I think I just need that shift to just happen where it's like, I don't care, look at what I've created.
Do you have, are there, like in the States, we have Santa Fe, we have Portland, we have some of these cities where there's metaphysical bookstores, Austin, just right down the road here, that have, that where they allow channels to come in and sit there all day, or tarot card readers to sit there all day. Do you have anything for more exposure? Do you
Yeah.
have any, or do you have anything in the area for you?
I mean, where I live is quite pro that work anyway, do you know?
Excellent.
So it is possible. I'd have to, I don't know any, but I'm really in the countryside, you know, there's not big
What you
towns.
need.
Yeah.
That's what you need. But if there's a fair like in Carcassonne.
Yeah, they have things like that. Yeah. Like a kind of days where it's all, yeah. That's true.
And that might be of
Yeah.
assist, because once someone is live with you,
Yeah. Yeah. I
you
think
bring.
that's where my deserving thing comes out, and then the doubt, you know, it comes in really strong. I'm like, oh no, it's so scary.
But you're so strong. You're such a strong channel.
I know. Anyway, I really want to get to you. I don't want you just giving
Listen. Well, thank you so much, Mary Magdalene. And we'll just keep this troop here. How's that? This
Yeah,
troop that had come for us. And so I would love to receive a message from you. And I do have questions.
great, perfect. So I'm gonna invite the south, the west, the north, the east, Pachamama, Father, Sky, all my guides to be around us, as are the same as your guides, so it's perfect. Thank you for staying and being here. And I invite this beautiful waterfall of light in, and any cords that need to be cut, be cut, protected. I can see Archangel Michael coming in with his sword, big wings, his wings connecting into your wing spot between your shoulder blades. I am here with you. This is I, Archangel Michael, Saint-Michel. Je suis là, je vais délivrer ce message en français parce que c'est important pour Janeline de recevoir ce langage qu'elle aime tant à travers la lumière. C'est important pour elle de recevoir les vibrations et les sons de la voix d'Akasha à travers avec mon message. Maintenant, il est l'heure pour toi d'ouvrir grand tes bras et de recevoir, comme le disent tes cartes. De savoir que tu mérites tout ce qui est dans ta vie. La représentation de ton mari, comment tu le décris, est bien sûr un ange venu du ciel et tu le mérites à 100%. Tu es également, comme lui, fait en image de Dieu, avec la lumière divine et précieuse. N'oublie pas qui tu es vraiment. Oublie ce que les autres disent par rapport à ton travail, bien sûr, comme ton fils ou bien le frère d'Akasha. Vous n'avez pas à écouter ces voix ou ces vibrations qui ne sont pas de toute façon les vôtres. Votre travail demande une pureté de l'âme, une pureté du cœur, de la vérité qui est tellement haute en vibration que ceux qui n'ont pas fait le travail, les deux dont nous avons mentionné, ne peuvent pas comprendre réellement, même si leur cœur les appelle, car c'est deux personnes avec des grands cœurs. Mais vous ne pouvez pas, toutes les deux, vous ne pouvez pas perdre votre temps avec les énergies de toute façon que vous n'aimerez pas être vous-même. Ce n'est pas un jugement de l'autre, ce n'est pas un sentiment que vous êtes mieux ou ils sont mieux, peu importe, c'est juste, c'est pas la même fréquence. Comme les plantes, comme les fleurs, vous ne voulez pas que les propriétés de chaque fleur soient mélangées. Chaque fleur a ses propriétés distinctes et c'est pareil pour vous deux. Vous deux, vous avez une connexion d'âme, vous avez été incarné plusieurs reprises dans différentes vies et vous avez en vous l'amour de Lourdes, de Bernadette, de Marie, Marie-Madeleine, Jésus, etc. Janeline, nous sommes tous là autour de toi, comme un cercle sacré, pour venir te vénérer. Comme tu le fais la Vierge, nous le faisons à toi aussi, car tu portes en toi la lumière divine consciente et le cœur courageux, courageux. Tu as en toi tout ce qu'il te faut pour naviguer les challenges à venir. C'est peut-être des inquiétudes que tu peux avoir, mais en tout cas, il n'y aura rien de difficile ou que tu n'as pas déjà surmonté. Les choses à venir vont être sublimes, sublimées. L'énergie de la lumière va être ton focus central. Chaque journée, tu vas te concentrer avec ton troisième œil et de visualiser la lumière qui rentre dans tout ton être. Tu le fais déjà, c'est une pratique que tu fais souvent et on veut juste te dire à quel point ceci est effectif et comment tu as besoin de le faire de plus en plus. Comme si la lumière intérieure peut devenir de plus en plus grande autour de toi, ce qui fait que tu te retrouves dans un état de paix et de joie constante. Sache que ceux qui ne sont pas à ta vibration peuvent plus t'atteindre et que toi, tu peux simplement vibrer ta lumière et ceci va éveiller les autres autour de toi. Tous ceux qui sont en ton contact ou qui viennent au contact de toi vont recevoir cette lumière et cet amour que tu émets. Nous sommes prêts pour tes questions.
Ah, merci, merci beaucoup, c'est Michel.
Mmh.
We're coming up on our walk again in España in March. And so for 200 miles, or 200 km, je disais. Bon, I have a pain in my foot.
Mm.
I want that it be all right. Arthritis in my foot, and it is a pilgrimage, and a pilgrimage often has ups and downs in it, but I would really like it to just be up and pain-free. Is that possible with just taking care of it?
So I'm just going to let them answer. Of course it is possible. Of course it is possible. I am here with you. I am Mary. I am the representative for miracles. And therefore, as soon as you decide it, it is done. The physical body is speaking to you in different ways. I'm being asked, which foot is it, left or right?
Yes, left, left.
Yeah, okay, that's what they're showing me. Okay. This is about deserving. Your soul deserving. Is your soul deserving? This goes back, my left ear is burning, so I know that's like something that you find hard to hear or something that you were told as a child, a link to your mum. And your granny, there's some mean words or something said that hurts, and that's what they're showing me. And it's still affecting. It's funny because I don't know if you have sometimes sore tummy or They're showing me the stomach. They might be linked to that. So that's my key for early childhood when you're a little girl. So something your mom told you as a little girl, something her mom told, and it's about, okay, wait, I'll just go back in. No, you're doing a good job, Akesha, that's fine. So we're gonna go over and we're gonna tell Janelin exactly what it is. This is about the lineage, the female lineage, knowing how to take full space. The foot, the arthritis is, oh, sorry, they're showing me images, is like, the word in French is recroquevillé. So it's like, like collapsing into space. And what they want you to do is like imagine your feet being very, very large and taking, like a giant, your full space. Every time that you hear that voice of your mother saying, "Oh, Janeline," this is what I'm hearing. "Janeline, stop it, calm down, what's going on? Like, why are you going crazy?" And what needs to be done is, "Of course, Mama, I'm going crazy. Of course, I'm speaking my mind. Of course, I'm this crazy fairy, like, powerful angel child. Like, don't shut me down." And that's what you have to address. You give yourself permission, you give your foot permission to be bare, to walk on the ground, to be muddy, to be in the mud, to be free. The wild child in you, in your soul, because it's the soul of the foot, is asking to be fully incarnated. And there's fear. They're showing me the kidneys, so we're just gonna go in with the light. And what happens? Oh God, so intense. What happens if I do that? So, like Akasha, you have a similar energy of fear of being deserving, fear of taking up space. Okay, so I'm gonna ask why. So the green man. He's coming in too, and there's also Bernadette. And so, okay, let me channel them. So I'm seeing, it's funny because I'm reading The Faraway Tree to Sophia. I don't know if you know that book by Enid Blyton. And it's like this magical tree. So I'm actually seeing this tree in front of me. And all the fairies are coming in. So I'm trying to get someone to speak, but it's a collective. We are all coming in. We represent the fairy folk, not just from this planet, but from other galaxies and other constellations. You too have a fairy energy. What that means in essence is who you truly are. That is, you are feminine, you are mischievous, you are rebellious, you are playful, you are good of heart and creative. You cannot be tamed. This is impossible. And yet, you have been in many lifetimes restricted, held back, cuffed down, pushed down, heads cut off, drowned, etc. And you have accumulated that stress within your tummy. Within your stomachs, to think you have done something wrong. You, who you are, appears to be wrong in regards, and when you compare yourself to others in society, the famous talk of the hysterical woman, but you are in fact glorious, luminous, light beings. You come forward to challenge the system that is not set in truth. So, even though it may be extremely scary, and your bodies are showing you this by the arthritis for you, Janeline, you must open up the space, take your space fully, flutter those wings, Open yourself up to the true divine being that you are. Know that truth will prevail. Like they were saying earlier to you, let the line shine forth. Your foot is healed from this instant. We are not available for anything other than that. Any pain that will or could come up from there will be an indicator for you to be like, am I hiding my true light? Am I sheltering myself behind another? Or am I bang letting this beautiful heart energy vibrate out for all to see, even if it may be a threat or a trigger to others? I cannot dim my light to, I cannot dim this is a phrase you'll be saying. I cannot dim my light to make others comfortable. That is not my responsibility. I cannot dim my light to make others comfortable. That is not my responsibility. Others, people's feelings are not my responsibility, full stop. I cannot dim my light. It's not possible. Is there anything else? Okay, do you have another question? Oh, that's going to be working on you for a while, I think. I was really strong and my stomach's hurting a bit, so I think it's kind of like, it's safe. So maybe the little girl in the inner child. Oh, I think you froze. Can you hear me, lovey? Oh, I hope it didn't cut. I hope you heard all of that. Ah. Hey, well, I think it cut off.
Well, something it just, but that was, I'm sorry, but that was absolutely beautiful and perfect. You made me cry. It was, and it is from the maternal lineage. It is. And my, this is the ear that gets ear infections.
Oh
The
yeah,
one.
the left one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
Yeah.
it? Is it your left ear? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Left ear, left foot. That was beautiful.
Oh wow. Did it answer your question?
They did. They absolutely did. Thank you.
Was so strong, but what I was saying just at the end, because I could see your screen was frozen, so I don't know, did you hear me at the end saying, oh, it might take a while to, it's kind of like the inner child needs just some sort of comfort, so maybe like a bath or something, just to, like, it's gonna feel scary, but it's also, and I feel this is for both of us, like it is scary, but it's like we don't have a choice. It's like it's super important just to be like, it's okay. Oh, did you hear that? The phrase they gave you at the end?
Yes, I wrote it down
Okay.
that I cannot dim my light to make others feel better, not my responsibility.
That's it. So that's going to be the thing of like, I know this might be, and I was thinking of your son and my brother. It's funny actually. How old is he, your son? 42, you said.
He is, let me do the math. He'll be 43 in March.
Okay, so it's almost the exact same age because my brother's born in 81. I'm 41, so I'm born in 85. And then he's born in 81. He's 3.5 years older than me. So that's probably, so they might be in the same, astrology a bit. You know, they might have similar planets because of their, birthday. Like they might have the same true node or something.
Right,
So,
right.
but anyway, so what is it? So it's like they said it, so I'm not going to go back on that, but it was some, it's something like the time where we care as women, because before it was imperative, we would be cast out, we would be, we would lose our, we could be locked up or killed, or, and that, so that's kind of ingrained in us. But now it's like that's not an actual threat anymore. And if we carry on living under that kind of, what's the word? Is they want to say inquisition or something, but it's like, that sort of dictatorship, it's self-imposed. And I think the arthritis, that's what it is. It's like, it's like self kind of, oh, I'll just, like I can just imagine the grannies, they just probably were so annoyed that it just was like,
Yes. Yeah. And that's how it is. Was on my foot. I was like, what is this?
So mud
So.
bath and clay as well, they're showing me like just if you know the argile verte, do you get that in America?
No.
So here they sell it in the pharmacy, but you get
As you did. So is it green clay?
green
Green.
clay.
Although
And you just can mix it in the bath, or I put it in my teeth sometimes. Like Sophia, if she has a toothache, I just ball it up and just put a big chunk in her mouth, and she likes it. And then you can also eat it, but like drink the water. So it's quite common here. But you could just have that as, the way it kind of sucks out stuff. So just research
yes.
it for your foot. But it
I
might be,
will.
it's also about the wild child, Were you giggly when you were little? Yeah. Did you get told off for that? Like, be serious. Me
All the
too.
time. All the time. I have a ton of energy. I'm very energetic and always have been.
I love that.
Try to be calm looking, but I'm just like
Same.
they hit the nail on the head with that channeling. It really got
That's so let her like run around, and maybe even the walking, if it becomes too kind of masculine is the word that's coming to me. If it becomes, have you ever seen Friends, the program Friends? Have you
Yeah.
ever seen the one where Phoebe's running in the park?
No.
Okay. So you have
But I
Rachel who's like jogging like perfectly, and then Phoebe's like,
love Phoebe.
me too. My family say I'm Phoebe. You too. So basically that it if you feel that coming on, it's just an indication that you have to let loose and not go into the, oh, this is gonna get worse,
Okay. Perfect.
And I don't know for arthritis, I'm not good on herbs for that, but I do know this, but it's for the hands. I don't know any exercises for feet, but I'm pretty sure Chinese medicine would have,
Something. Well, I am going to look into the green clay, the argile verte.
And just do a bain de pied, like have a basin, put some in, and just sit in front of the telly and just have a like a, messy feet time. Think of your mum. And then if you have to walk around the house with the feet dirty, then that's fine too. You'll just have to clean it up after.
I'm the one that cleans it up,
Yeah,
so.
exactly. So it's kind of like need that. Do you have another question?
No, that was it.
Okay,
It's all
great.
about that, and it was huge, and all the message that came through was wonderful. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so nice. I just picked a card for finishing, and it's the fairy, which is actually the one I'm doing on Monday. And it's the shamanic fairy. So it's like,
Oh,
it's
what?
the wild shamanic one. So it's like cycles and rhythms.
Good. Okay, Trente Deux. Let me. I'm going to look at her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to finish up.
That was great.
Oh, so fun.
It is so fun. I love it. I love. Thank you so much for spending your time with me.
Oh, me too. Like, it's such a gift. And as I was saying in the email, it was like almost like a lot of things that could really bring me down or stress me out normally, because I knew we were meeting. I didn't, it was like, oh, it's fine. I'm going to meet Janelyn. So, do you know what I mean? It kind of,
Yes.
it's like a container. It's like, oh,
Yes.
it's okay. I'm not going to think I'm crazy because I'm going to talk to my fairy sister in a week. It just felt really like, oh, yes. So thank you, honestly.
Oh, I love it.
Me too,
I
I love it.
love it. And I thank you. Thank you for setting it up. Did I get your email about your course, about the tarot? Did you, when did you send that out? A while back or?
Yeah, see, I've been really bad with my email. That's what I was asking. Because literally, I'm like, I have no clients, but I literally told 9 people, So it's
And
actually quite good
out
of.
of that's, look at that. That's 45%
Yeah,
of the people that you
which is
told
crazy.
signed up,
Yeah.
which is
So I
good.
that's why I want to promote a bit more, because I do think that maybe it could, Yeah, but I hear you for the email. I'm gonna make a really good email explain and maybe edit a bit the first session so that people have a bit of a taster. Oh, and I had a really good idea about every tarot from the major arcana, and I would have a, because I love doing dancing with my groups, so I put music on and get them to dance. But I was thinking I could have the music for each card and take everyone through this like meditation. So the whole point is incarnating the cards, and we did the Fool on Tuesday and it was amazing. And this would be like, so you're the Fool, so that's the heroine's journey. And then with the music, I could bring like the birds in when it's the Empress. So I'm gonna work on that this week. That's
That
my.
sounds so fun and creative.
And you could do it many times and see, say, like, oh, you go through the 22 cards and see, okay, you start with an intention, say, like, what's my block, or where am I, what do I have to move through? And then see which guides bring the answers,
And when you were talking, I just burped. I do not burp. I got Betsy's. I inherited the burp as well.
Me
And
too,
I just.
I have too.
So what you just when you were saying it just moved, you moved something, you healed
Also,
something.
it's funny you mentioned Betsy, because what she said to me ages ago, she said, this was probably maybe 10 years ago, but she was like, you're gonna make Disney for adults. And that for me is like Disney for adults. Do you know? It's like your
Yes.
whole senses are gonna bring you into this mystical land with the archetypes.
Great, which sounds great.
It's really fun.
Well, when you do your email, send it to me. I'd like to see.
But I'll add you to the La Rose des Sirènes platform if you want.
I would love it.
We're meeting tomorrow evening, but I don't know if you're free. It's our first session of the year. But I'll send you the links, and no, you
I've
can.
got, yeah, no, I've got. I have a doctor's appointment that,
Yeah, no worries. But
Because you're.
you can see the replays and then go and
I
explore
see.
the different cards and just for fun. And if you want to give me feedback, that would be amazing.
Oh, well, I'd love to. All
Yay.
right. Well,
Okay,
dear
love
God,
you so much.
thank you. We ask Archangel Michael to cut cords of attachment to anything that's not the highest and the best. We're so willing to release it.
Oh,
Please
yeah.
take it to the light of God to be healed. And now we affirm that we are both grounded, cleansed, healed, and protected and blessed. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You so
Love you
much.
dearly. Thank you for your patience when my screen
Oh,
went blank. Okay.
that happens a lot when we channel, actually. It's like it can't handle it.
I saw that. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So we'll just say that.
Well, give my love to Sophia. She's a little angel. She's a little cherub.
Yeah, she is. She was the baby cherub when she was a baby. I'll try and find this cute picture of her and send it to you. Lots of love. Bye.
Love.
Thank you to
Bye-bye. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.